This poem is written by Nikki Giovanni. The poem's title is Nikki Rosa. This poem is Nikki G talking and explaining her childhood and the poverty that her and her family is facing. Nikki G moved to a small town called Woodland before they moved to Wyoming. This poem shares the people's incorrect thinking of people in poverty. Nikki G is a women's rights activist and race activist. Through Giovanni's use of connotation, allusion, diction, form, and repetition, readers learn that the poem shares the problems with poverty and her experience as a child growing up. The one feature used in this text is connotation, the emotional suggestion that the words show. There are positive and negative words found in this poem. An example of a positive word is famous, and the line, "How good the water felt when you got your bath." An example of negative connotation is the phrase, "with no inside toilets." These words are written so you can feel the emotion and her impact her words are meant to have. Each phrase can be found in the poem as positive or negative. They seem to balance each other out. Every time she talks about a negative thing, she then talks about a positive. An example of this is, "How good the water felt when you got your bath from one of those big tubs that folks in Chicago barbecue in." She started out talking about how good the water felt, but then it goes to a negative feeling. The tone of the connotation depends on what type, if they are positive or negative. Another feature used in this text is allusion, which is a reference to a well-known place, person, place, event, or object. One allusion is the title of the poem, Nikki Rosa. The name Rosa could be a reference to Rosa Parks, a famous African-American who refused to give up her seat to a white man on the bus. This poem can relate to her story. An allusion found in this poem is the bathing and how she has to bathe in a barbecue tub. Nikki Giovanni talks about her time when she was living in Woodland. Woodland is a suburb of in which Giovanni and her family lived briefly before they moved to a place in Wyoming. The tone of the allusion depends on what she is talking about. Most of the time she's talking like she's sharing a story and is sharing how her childhood reminds her of certain people or places. A third feature found in this poem, Nikki Rosa, is diction. Diction is the author's word choice. The way this poem is written and the meaning you receive as you read has to do with the type of words. One example of diction can be seen through the quote, "Your biographers never understand your father's pain as he sells his stocks," and another dream goes. The author's use of another makes it seem like many dreams have left her family, or if they have, they don't stick with them. The word another has an impact on people in poverty. For some people, they have to keep coming up with new hopes or dreams because their old ones are no longer possible. The theme of the word another is that even though they don't come true, another can always take its place. The form of this poem can be interpreted different ways. There are no periods or commas in this poem. Nikki Giovanni does this so you can read and take the meaning of the poem a little differently. The author does not use punctuation throughout the whole poem. The use of no periods makes the reader think to understand the stanzas and try and figure out where the sentences begin and end. This poem makes you think about what you are reading and the meaning of her words. Another part of this poem is capitalization. Nikki G does not capitalize her words that should be, only certain words like Christmas. This can mean that she wanted to enunciate certain words to make a point. For example, Christmas is with a capital C, as there are some other names like the word black with a capital B. A final feature in this poem is repetition, through the words "never understand." This can be found 4 times throughout the poem. The repetition makes you think that she is saying that the words "never understand," she's implying that middle class and people who are not in poverty will never understand what her and her family have been through and the struggles of living in poverty. As a conclusion, the features found in this poem have a direct impact on the meaning of the poem, and the way you read and take the meaning of the words and phrasing can be taken differently by each person. The use of connotation, allusion, diction, form, and repetition, readers learn the impact of poverty on people's lives.